Radio friend, Lum and Abner. Headline news these days is a spectacular pennant race in the National League. And one baseball team you just can't keep out of those headlines is the Chicago Cubs. So you'll be interested, we think, in a statement from Charlie Grimm, the Cubs manager. Charlie said, "People often wonder how big league ball players stand the grind. Usually it's because they take care of themselves. They eat wisely and avoid stimulants that might interfere with their sleep. Since coffee contains caffeine, a stimulant that often causes sleeplessness, many ball players avoid coffee. To anyone with whom caffeine disagrees, I recommend Postum. Postum contains no caffeine and is a delicious drink which adds warmth and cheer to any meal." That statement, ladies and gentlemen, should prove mighty welcome and helpful to a lot of you. It should be particularly interesting to growing boys and girls, for while many people can drink coffee without losing sleep, many others cannot. So if you think coffee keeps you awake, take Charlie Grimm's suggestion and switch to Postum. And once you've enjoyed Postum's distinctive, mellow flavor and delightful, tempting aroma, you'll say it's the grandest drink, hot or ice, you ever had. Why not start tomorrow to make your regular mealtime drink the favorite training table drink? Delicious Postum. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. In the Jotham Down store, the Squire skimped for $1,000 in order to raise the necessary money to establish his claim to an estate in England of which he is believed to be one of the heirs. The old fellow used $500 of the money as a retainer's fee to a firm of attorneys to represent him, and is planning to use the remaining $500 for a trip to England so that he might be present when the estate is divided. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum over at the Jotham Down store telling Abner his latest plan. Listen.
Yeah, whenever he told me I can make a trip for $500, I never asked no questions. Just told him right over the phone, I'd take it.
Well, how come you'd have to call Fortsmith to get it, Lum? Don't they sell tickets to England and at the county seat?
No, they can sell me a railroad ticket from here to New York, but they can't sell me no steamboat ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this outfit tends to all that for you.
Uh-huh.
With all your reservations and everything.
Well?
All I gotta do is just get on the train and at the county seat and start. Being here Sunday night, July the 3rd.
3rd? Why, you'll miss the picnic over at Chester Hill.
Yeah, I know, but I got to leave then so that I can get to New York and time to catch the boat. Then things don't wait on you.
Well, I'll be dead blame. So you're sure enough going, are you, Lum?
Yeah. Done sent the money for the tickets and everything. Mailed them a cashier's check Saturday morning. And he said he'd mail the tickets right out to me, so seems he filled them out and all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sir, I'd just give the world and all if I could go with you. I sure would.
Yeah, I wish you could, Abner. Nice to have you. Of course, he said there'd be a party of them going on this tour. I won't be by myself.
Oh, well, good. Where all is that you're going now?
Oh, I just recollect they're all called off a whole bunch of places.
Yeah.
I don't know where they're at, but I never let on to him.
That's
right. But now all in fine country, though. Said it wouldn't cost me no more going on this facial tour and seeing all them countries over there than it would just to go to England and back by myself.
Yeah, well, that's the best way to go, I believe, Lum. That way, why, there'll be somebody else along so you won't get over and get lost.
Oh, well, ain't no danger there. He's going to send a list of all the places I'm going to and when I'm supposed to get there.
Uh-huh.
All I got to do is just stay with the crowd. Just stay at the same hotel as another one.
Does that $500 include your hotels, too?
Yes, sir. Hotels and meals, ticket from here to New York, and ticket on the boat over there and back, and transportation all over Europe and everything else.
Well, if you paid $500 for the ticket, well, you won't have no money left, will you?
No, but I don't need none. Everything's all paid for. That's the nice part about it. I don't have to carry no money along with me. And there ain't no danger of me getting over there and getting robbed to where I couldn't get back home this way.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I hadn't thought about that. Well, sir, now that is all right. It's all right.
Biggest bargain I ever heard of. 4 days in London. That'll give me time enough to see the town, all the sights there, and then we'll talk.
Well, ain't you going to England?
Well, yeah.
Oh.
In England, London, England.
Oh, yeah. Well, will that give you time to look after that estate?
Estate?
Yeah, that's what you're going over there for, to get that money coming to you.
Things look right, ain't it? That's the interest being a trip, and I might not have got where I
was going.
I don't know where 4 days will be in that town or not. That'll take me a little time to look up all my relations over there.
That's just what I was thinking.
Now, if I don't get done, I can let the rest of the crowd go ahead on, and I can catch up with them later.
Yeah, could be that. Where all else is it now that you're going?
Well, let's see. It's Holland and Belgium, at least that's in. France, Italy, I don't know where all. Holland's where they wear them wooden shoes, you know.
Wooden shoes?
Yeah, made out of wood. You saw pictures of them. Dutch girls, they're all standing in front of a windmill, you know, on calendar.
Oh, yeah, that little sunbonnet on
there. That's where the little boy stuck his finger in the dark and saved the country.
This little Jackie Horner, Mom, stuck in his arm and pulled out a farm and said, what a big boy I'm all.
No, that's another boy. This one has happened. This little fella was walking alongside one of them dikes one day, and he seen a hole where the water was coming to, and so he run over and stuck his finger in the dike and stood there for, I don't know how long, days, I reckon.
Couldn't he get it off?
Sure he could, but he was saving the country, keeping that water back so nobody wouldn't get down.
What little water run through a hole your finger'd plug up wouldn't drown nobody.
No, but the water would have kept eating that hole out bigger till the whole dike would have washed away. He stayed right there till somebody come to help him. Risked his life to save his country. And you see him now. Little fella standing there with little wooden shoes on, he's sleeping sound.
Well, why didn't he just pick up a stick and ram it down in there and go tell somebody what was on?
Why you? Things he could have did that, couldn't
he? Why, sure. I don't see nothing so smart about that.
Well, now that's funny. Somebody hadn't thought of that before. He could have used a cork for that goes. Might not anything.
Why, of course he could. Of course.
Well, they seem to think it was a great son over there. Yeah, big to do about it. Maybe I'm a hero or a king or something. I don't know just what. It's been so long since I read it. Children's story.
Well, now, I never would tell that to no children around here, Mom. I'd able to go down here on one of these creek banks and slide. About to pull that finger out of there. It's a water moccasin on the end of it. Draw back the nub one.
Well, I ain't going to tell nobody but you. You ain't going to try it, are you?
No, sir. No, sir. Bob, I ain't. And I wouldn't be trying it whenever I got over there if I was you, neither.
I just happened to think of the story when I mentioned Holland. These interesting stories that way about all them countries. That's the reason it's coming
up. Well, Cedric, reason.
Huh?
Cedric, coming up out there.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I feel that's awful for that boy. He wants to go with me the worst way. If I was a millionaire, that Burns wouldn't take him to. He's the backwoods here. I'd love to just take him into one of them turns and just stand back and watch him see what he does.
He went awful backwoods. But he comes by it natural. That paw of his, and Caleb, is just as comfortable right now as he was the day he moved to Pine Ridge. Living here on just in a bit. He can't find
him. Yeah, howdy, Cedric.
Come in, Cedric.
It's good to be all over town to you, Mr. Bone. For me?
This man.
Got a special delivery letter for you. Come down here to the post office, and Grandpap said it must be something important. Hold him stamps on there. Jamie, important looking, all right.
Well, look at that thing, Ricky.
The size of it. Yeah, thank you, Cedric.
Is it from them lawyers, Mom? Maybe you done got that in head.
Oh, my goodness. Only as I hope not. I just fire my whole trip to Europe. No, no, it's from Howard Adams Travel Service Bureau. Oh, that's the fella in Portsmouth. This my pinky. Yeah, bound to be, bound to be.
Oh, yeah. For your trip, huh?
Well, so we started going with me.
Yeah, like Lama tell me she want to go mighty bad, Teddy.
You want to someday. Or I just started saving up for it.
Now, if I was footloose like you and Lama, I'd go in a minute. I can't go and take the hand, Elizabeth, and the pearl. Do so much money.
Here's your trip, Edmund. Tell us all about it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
look at them
circles. Well, I had a lot of fun sailing these things. Youth of America tour. Sailing on Queen Mary, July the 6th.
Youth of America? Yeah. Well, you're a little old for that, ain't you?
I reckon all. You sold me a ticket for it, didn't you?
Yeah.
Hey, tell us where all the countries are going to visit there. England, Scotland, Holland, Belgium, France. Like Switzerland, Italy, and sail from France to the United States.
Brother, land, thanks. But how long does that take, Lam, for you to go all that way and come back?
Let's see. We get back to New York on August the 11th.
Yeah, thanks.
And here's where all we'll be. Lee Pine Ridge, that county seat. July the 3rd, you're in New York and sail. July the 6th on Queen Mary.
With Queen Mary?
On the Queen Mary.
Oh.
She's a boat.
Oh.
Arrive at Southampton, July the 11th. Wait a minute here. You got me going to the wrong place. I told him I wanted to go to London. Oh, where you will embark for London.
Where you'll do what for London?
Embark, it says here. That must be English for leave.
Well, ain't she going clean to London on the boat?
According to this thing.
For the long take. What's that picture here, Tom?
That's just some of the sites here for you. The Coliseum, the Louvre, Buckingham Palace, kind of like a rodeo. Lake Lucerne. Oh, so picture yourself cycling through 1,000 miles of scenic Europe. Hot dog.
1,000 miles,
all I gotta do is just step back and enjoy myself. Everything's all paid.
Well, go on and eat the rest of that. I'm
not a dog,
that's
anything. I'll where you will embark on. Your bicycle will be waiting for you on the pier, and the party will leave immediately.
Bicycle?
I just noticed that. What's he talking about?
Hey, what did this say over here, Lama? It says bicycle there, something like that, right over there.
Oh, he pictured a whole bunch of them around. The Youth of America tour combines economy with those who love invigorating exercise and the great outdoors. See Europe the continental way. Ride your bike to picturesque Europe. Well, I'll be dead, but you know what I did? Did that brain finally bought myself a ticket on a bicycle?
And one can look forward to pedaling a bicycle 1,000 miles through Europe this summer. Does this sound familiar to any of you ladies?
Well, darling, the picture says run for another hot day.
Gosh, I hope it isn't a scorcher like yesterday.
But if it is, when I get home from work, don't let's have anything hot to eat. Let's have a nice cold supper, huh?
Yes, and how about having with that cold supper a grand, refreshing, frosty drink? Ice Postum. Now, when you're hot and tired and thirsty, Ice Postum is the very thing to cheer you up and cool you off. Postum contains no caffeine, so it cannot possibly irritate summer-afraid nerves. And Postum can be left standing without losing or changing its flavor, so you can make a whole day's supply, and that's for meals as well as between meals all at once. And you can get it from your grocer in two forms. Postum cereal, the drink you make by boiling or percolating, and instant Postum, made instantly in the cup. Serve golden brown iced Postum tomorrow in a long, tall glass with cracked ice and maybe a generous topping of whipped cream. And see if your family doesn't vote it their favorite mealtime treat. Iced Postum. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.